The volunteer-run Better Days for Moria camp has hosted thousands of migrants arriving on Lesbos Island, but its days appear to be numbered. The new deal between Europe and Turkey requires that all new arrivals be detained in a secure facility next door. The last remaining residents are mainly Pakistanis, who do not normally qualify for asylum.
We hope, we wish that the Greece government give us asylum, that we can stay legally, because we don't want to stay in illegal way. So we hope that we wish, we want Greece government to feel mercy and sorry for us, because we put our life in risk in the sea.
Do you have a passport number?
In recent days, volunteers have been registering the migrants so they can prove that they arrived in Greece before the March 20th deadline. After that date, all new arrivals are to be sent back to Turkey, regardless of nationality.
We don't want to go to back to Turkey. We love to stay in Greece.
Such pleas are unlikely to be enough. 150 Pakistani and Bangladeshi migrants were taken by ferry Monday from Lesbos to the Greek mainland under police escort to have their applications processed.
Among the mostly Pakistani migrants here, there is much fear about what lies ahead. Will they be allowed to stay in Greece, or do they face imminent deportation to Turkey?
They are in distress. They are in a very difficult situation, and it's very difficult to help them to cope, to help them to continue to be healthy, especially because here people are in transit.
Most of the remaining migrants on Lesbos are being transferred to the Greek mainland, where they will be detained until their asylum cases are processed. If that fails, they could be offered repatriation. But Pakistan has been refusing to readmit migrants who do not have the correct documentation. For some, even returning home could be a long and difficult journey. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Lesbos Island, Greece.